Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This should be a special schus for the Am Yoshev Betzion. And we should see Yeshua's Bakol. And Binyam Tzimcha Ben Adina Minya, Adina Bracha Betzes Teradatza, Sheni Chana Batzmacha, Negez Racha Rop Chaim Tzvi, Racha Batzel Racha Matzei Deyem. And it's based in the Torah of Marina Rabbeinu Ogoyim Rav Moshe Zatzal. And we'd like to discuss this, what's going on now with Yishmael. With our enemies who are trying to destroy us. Doesn't look so good. Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Yisrael Oysim Shuvah Nigalim Avlav Ein Nigalim. If the Jewish people do Shuvah, they're redeemed, and if they don't do Shuvah, they're not redeemed. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Man Oysim Shuvah Ein Nigalim. How can that be? How can that be? They're not going to be Nigal. We're not going to be redeemed. Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'amid LaMelech Shigzirosav Koshes Kehaman VYisrael Osin Shuvah Machzirin LaMutav. Rather, Kadosh Baruch Hu establishes a king whose gzeros are as difficult as Haman. Very, very shver gzeros. And the Jewish people do tshuva and he brings them back. And so Paskins the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. In Perek Zayin, Kol HaNavim, Kulam Tzivu Ala Tshuva, Vein Yisrael Nagol HaMela B'Tshuva. All the Navim commanded about Tshuva. The Jewish people are redeemed by Tshuva. B'Kvar Avticha Torah, Shesof Yisrael Asas Tshuva, the Torah promised, and the Jews are going to do Tshuva. The end of their Galus, U'miyadim Nagolim. And immediately they're going to be redeemed. Shenem Ravai Kavo Alecha Kol HaDvarim, Shavta Ad Hashem Alekecha, V'Shav Hashem Alekecha, etc. All the Nevi'im commanded about tshuva, redeemed with tshuva. The Torah promised we're going to end up doing tshuva. And then we're going to be redeemed. Vayiki yavo alecha kol advarim, and you're going to return to Hashem. And Hashem's going to return to you. You're going to be redeemed from the galus. Shav Hashem lekecha shvusra. We're going to be redeemed from the galus, and we're going to have the geula. And if we don't do it on our own, there's going to be a melech, Kashi Kahaman. What did Haman want? Haman wanted Bikesh Lahashmi Larud Agbedis Kola Yehudim Minar Bad Zokin Taf Vinoshim Biyoim Echot. To kill us all in one day. To wipe us out in one day. So you're looking for a king as difficult as Haman. We actually have hundreds of millions of people. They're not kings, but they're people. And everybody wants with all their heart to destroy all of the Jewish people. Today, if you look online, you see videos all over the world. It's not only in Egypt and in Saudi Arabia, all over New York City, in London, Sweden, all over the place. There are demonstrations. Basically, they want to wipe out the Jews. There's one solution. That's what they want, to wipe out the Jews, the final solution. And then we have to do tshuva. That's the solution. And that's the only solution, rabbis say. People are looking for other solutions. There are none. Any other solution is not going to get us anywhere. Obviously, we have to fight in the meantime, defend ourselves. But this is the only way. This is the only way we're going to have a permanent solution. It says in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Shisha Nikru Bishmosa Machalom Naldu. Six people were called by their names before they were born. One of them is Yishmael. Yishmael Minayin Shinamar V'yomer LaMalach Hashem Mincha Arach Hinach Rabbi Elad Is Ben V'Kroshmo Yishmael. Why is he named Yishmael? Because Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu So Chazal or Megalatas, the name Yishmael is because of his tefillah that's going to be received. The Pasuk says, Ki shama Hashem alanyech. That's the Malach said to Hagar. Call him Yishmael because God heard your tefillah. He's called Al Shem Shmias HaTfila Shel Borei Olam. Chazal say, Ki Shema Hashem Elon Yech. So his name should be Shmael. Why Yishmael? So it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Yishmael V'yaneim. God's gonna listen. He's gonna answer. We know that Hagar was told to call him Yishmael. And then the pasuk says Avram actually called him Yishmael. Because Hagar called him Yishmael, Ki Shemal Hashem Elon Yech. Like the Malach said. And Avram called him Yishmael because of the Yishmael V'yah name. And that's his name. It's not Shmael, it's Yishmael. Yishmael V'yah name. In the future, God's going to hear us when we cry to God for all the tzaras that he's done for us, and he's going to bring the Geula. How much pain and anguish were felt by Jews and even by many non-Jews worldwide after the events of Simchas Torah, Tavshin Pei Dalet. It says, called in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, called Nakas Ha'am. That's the pasuk in Shmos 2:24, Ve'yishmash Elokim is Nakasa. That's the Naka, that's the crying out, that's the pain. What's written here is that this Yitzur, this Pera Adam, was created in order to be Megala, that Tfilas Miskabel. God listened to the cry of Hagar, and God's going to listen to our cry at the end of days. And it doesn't look like we're so far. There's already been a lot of tears. If you think about it, it's prophetic that Pirkei the Rebbe Eliezer knew that. B'achos Hayamim, that's what's going to happen. We're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, and the Bnei Yishmael are going to be causing us so many tzaras. Didn't have to be that way. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer is miyuchas to Blazer ben Hyrcanus. So it's going back a while. And we're going to cry out because of all the tzaras Yishmael is doing, and God's going to answer. So who's this Melech Kosher Kahaman? Yishmael. And then Yishmael has a lot of people who came from him, but he's the one who's going to be the Melech Kosher Kahaman, who's going to make us do tshuva, bring us to tshuva. And Baruch Hashem, there's been a service of tshuva. Parashas Chukas, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikadosh El Melech Edom Ko Amar Achicha Yisrael Tadadus Kol Tla Hashem Ritzasanu V'yadu Avosenu Mitzrayim Avinesh Av Mitzrayim Yamim Rabim V'yalenu Amitzrim B'la Avosenu V'nitzak El Hashem Elokeinu El Hashem V'yishma Koleinu. Rashi says, V'yishma Koleinu B'vracha Shebrachenu Avinu HaKol Kol Yaakov Shanu Tzoakim V'Nanin. God listened to our voice because we have the bracha of HaKol Kol Yaakov that we cried and God listens. So here you see in this Rashi, Mamisha, Davar Mar'ish. You see that when Yitzchak says HaKol Kol Yaakov, it's a bracha. What's the lashon of Rashi? B'bracha Shebrachanu HaKol Kol Yaakov Avinu HaKol Kol Yaakov. It's a bracha. That God listens to our tefillah. That's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra, as he's saying it. The voice is the voice of Yaakov and the hands are the hands of Esav. So what should I do? And here we see in Rashi, it's a bracha. And the bracha is God's going to listen to our tefillah. Where do you find the tefillah that God's going to, a bracha that God's going to listen to our tefillah? About a goy, it says in Shlomo HaMelech says, Ata tishma ha-shamayim achon shiftecha v'asisa kohol asher yikrei lecha nachri. When Shlomo built the Beit HaMikdash, he prayed that God should listen to the tefillahs of the goy. Where does he listen to the tefillahs of the Jew? However, it was paskin in the Ram HaLchus Tshuva, Medvar Mamurim, B'yachro L'tzibu, Kozman Shayisim Tshuva, Tzoykin B'leiv Shalim Himnanim. Shenamar Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kureinu elav. A yachid needs special times. But like Seres Meitshuva, where God listens to his tefillah. But at Sibur, whenever we're tzoik b'leiv shalem, we're answered. Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kureinu elav. Whenever we call out to God, he listens. And it is that Yaakov is Klal Yisrael, and we're called Al Shema. K'mol sh'asenu kol sh'moseinu ka'am, heim sh'mose v'apratim shel Adam Yaakov. Yaakov, Yisrael, Yishurim. Kol kol Yaakov, so we're called after Yaakov, and Yaakov's voice is listened to. Every tzibur is Yaakov. If it's a tzibur, V'netzak Hashem Elokeinu, v'yishma Hashem es koleinu, v'yaris enyenu, v'samaleinu v'eslachatzeinu. God listens to us when we cry out, when there's a kol kol Yaakov. There in Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer it adds, v'yishmael omer chamisha sadvar masidim v'nei Yisrael lasas v'aretz b'achrus hayamim. So before it says b'achrus hayamim, Yishmael is going to cause us so many tzaras. We're going to do tshuva and Mashiach is going to come. And here's what else is going to happen. 15 things. Part of them, some of them are clear what they are. Some were already done. Chaim Pelagi writes in his Perush Parechod, Baro yira dekame mehani tesvav parashilu lasas v'yoroz eni tzotze acheres. The Yitzmach Barkani Vakarv Mashiach. Already some of these 15 things have already started happening. And we're at the beginning of the Geula. And then the Tana continues there in Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer, Ubi Mayan, after all these things happen. Yamot Semach Den David. And then the Tzemach ben David, his Tzemach Shemo, Zechariah 6:12, is going to stand up. Achrus Hayamim, there's going to be this, these tzaris, these 15 things are going to happen. And then Mashiach, and he quotes a pasuk in Daniel, there's going to be it's going to be a malchus that's going to be forever. So it's not clear what all the 15 things are, but Chaim Pelagi said we already, some of them already makuyim, and then in the end, Beis Ben David's going to come. Baram Rabbi Yishmael Shalosh Mochamos Shalmahum Asidim Bnei Yishmael Lasses Bachrus Yamim. Three wars of Mahum, of great tumult. Bnei Yishmael is going to do Bachrus Hayamim. Shenemar Bnei Charvos Nadu Vein Charvos El Molchamas. Misham Yidden David Yitzmach V'yir Bovin Shaleilu Ve'elu. Misham Yavol Eretz Yisrael Shenemar Mizeh Bo Me'edo. That's how Perek Lamed ends. Ben David's going to come. He's going to see their destruction and come to Eretz Yisrael. So what we see from all of this is that there's going to be tshuva and then there's going to be the Geula. And this comes after Yishmael, after all the tzaras of Yishmael. Hadavar Rishon Shemitchayev, from this, says Moreno Rabbeinu, is not to read newspapers, not to say, oh, it's because of this and because of that. What we have to know, the current events we have to know, doesn't mean one shouldn't be know what's going on. But reading all of the analysis, he says this and she says that, they just talk and talk of what's going to be. Chaval. What has to be is that we do tshuva and that's it. And all the analysis of what did happen and what will happen and what is happening. Hakol Yisai Maruach. What matters is that there are people who want to kill us. And we have to do tshuva, like the Rambam paskens, and that's going to bring the geula. That's what's going on over here. You give a million different explanations. It's interesting. Oh, they give money to Iran. They have $6 billion to Iran, and Iran gives money to Hamas. Then they use the money, and they have humanitarian aid, and they give them humanitarian aid, and they use it for weapons, and then they store the weapons on their hospitals. A lot of interesting things going on, pretty crazy. And how they planned it out, and what exactly they did, and how long they were planning it out for, etc., etc. But that's not the ikar. The ikar is to get close to Hashem, to do tshuva, and to bring the geula. That's the ikar. Rambam paskins that not only somebody doesn't believe in Mashiach, but somebody doesn't actively wait for him is a kofer. So that's our avoda. Our avoda is to actively wait for Mashiach. The different pshatim, why a person's a kofer if he doesn't wait. That's the avoda. Problem is sometimes, we have some peace and quiet. That was exactly what they say Hamas's plan was. See, now I'm giving the analysis. They were quiet, and Israel thought, oh, nothing is going on. Nothing is going on. It's all under control. And then, boom. Got a makkah like we haven't gotten since the birth of the state. In a few hours. So sometimes we get into a state of calm. Everything's okay. We have a strong army. We're protected. Everything's fine. Nothing to worry about. America has our backs. We're cool. And then Hashem shows us, no, we're not cool. As long as we're in Galus, we're not cool. Pasuk in Chabakuk, ki od chazon lamoid vayipach lekeitz v'loy chazev yimismamei achakaloi, ki bo yov lo yacher. Gemara Sanhedrin says, teipach atzmen tzal shamachav shvekitzim shayom rekevin shegi atzakeitz v'lo ba shubein oba. It says that the bones of those who figure out the end should be blown up. Because they say, oh, the time came and he's not here. But rather wait for him, Yismamea, even though he tarries, Chakela, wait for him. It's a pasuk in Habakkuk 2:3. So that means Kiyot Chazon Lamoed, look to the end. Vayipach Lekeitz, Vayipach meaning Tepach Atzmosala. Those who look to the end and say that he didn't come on the proper time, so he's not coming. Let their bones be blasted. And he means Mameyaf, he tarries, Chakelo. You wait for him. Kibo Yavo, Kibo Yavo Lo Yacher. He's going to come. So we have to wait for him. And the Gemara says, God's waiting for him. Based on the pasuk. So what's stopping us? Midas Hadin. God's waiting. Hashem wants the geula, kibiyachol. If we're not waiting, then we're ma'akev. And that's unfortunately the matzav. A lot of people, they're not waiting. They're just thinking of temporary solutions. But there has to be an emeset sipia. Mitzad us, mitzad God. And then the midas hadin is going to be transformed into rachamim. We do what we're supposed to do. Midas Hadin turns into Midas Harachamim, and then the Geula comes. Rabbeinu Omer Davar Machrid. הוא אומר, אפשר לוותר על רוב החיזוקים ורוב התעוריות, ורוב הדברים, ועוד ההוספה של עוד שני פרקי תהילים. לא זה המבוקש. המבוקש הוא שלא נעכב. People are adding פרקי תהילים. Very nice, but that's not what's going to do it. And a chizik here, a chizik there. No. Only one thing. Tshuva. That's it. That's what Chazal teach us. Tefillah, tshuva. Rambam, tshuva, based on the Gemara. And the Medrash, Pirkei Rav Eliezer, tefillah, Yishmael v'yaneh. Cry out, which is obviously the same as tshuva. Returning to Hashem. It says in the Zohar Chodesh in Parshas Noach, אמר לא זה חייך עד יחסו בתשובה ראשי כנישת אוכת כנישת. בזכוס המסכן יש כל גלוסה. If one community does תשובה, it's going to be the גאולה. One community. One group. There's a real תשובה. That's the גאולה. הכל כל יעקב, God's going to listen to that voice. So these very, very difficult times, I heard such people, I don't watch them, I don't look at any of that stuff, but I always see people saying that horrific videos of terrible, terrible tortures, and there's descriptions of just Tismarna Saras Roshi, I'm saying unthinkable types of cruelty and brutality and torture, and it's just it's beyond imagination. Worst nightmare. That's what we're dealing with. And the explanation would be, according to this, that this is the way we're supposed to come back. That's the Melech Kosha Kaham, and that's the Ishmael. And it's to cry about out to God, and not to say, ah, Kol HaKavod L'Tzal, Kol HaKavod, Kol HaKavod, that's it, Tzal. Not that one shouldn't have kavod for Tzal, one should have tremendous kavod for Tzal. And one should give a hug and a kiss to every chayal and daven for them. And whatever they need, give them in ruchnius and gashmius. But the permanent solution is tshuva shleim, Rabbi Yisai, tshuva shleim. So we should be zocha b'karav. Secha zene einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachami. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening.